So welcome to San Diego Mission Academy, operated by Alta Vista Food Charter, Inc. It is Tuesday, May 18, 2021, at 2 o'clock. On March 17, 2020, Governor Newsom issued Executive Order N-2920 related to the COVID-19 pandemic. The executive order allowed state bodies covered by the Brown Act to hold public meetings via teleconferencing. The public is encouraged to participate in the meeting telephonically by dialing the conference line listed above and may submit written comments for prior consideration to the board members. Comments can be submitted to vmendoza, sdmissionacademy.org. Public comment on the day of the meeting can also be given during the public comments section of the meeting agenda. So we're going to open this up, and we're going to do a roll call to establish a quorum. Carol Stanford, present. Claudette Beck,
present.
Mike Malloy,
present.
John George,
present.
Barbara Willebrand,
present.
So we have a quorum. So now we're going to do the Pledge of Allegiance. John, can I ask you to do it and everyone else to be put on mute?
My pleasure. Please place your hand on your heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. That was very nice. We're now going to do staff introductions. We'll start with corporate officers.
Thank you, Madam President. Jeff Brown, Chief Executive Officer.
All right, school staff.
This is Jenna Yunus, Principal, San Diego Mission Academy.
Kevin Ogden, I'm the authorizer, I'm the liaison to the charter authorizer, Warner Springs.
Welcome, Kevin. All right, anyone else? How about school legal counsel?
Afternoon, Bill Thompson, legal counsel.
All right, welcome, Bill. And advisors who are supporting agenda items are presenting.
Hi, this is Michelle Lopez, counsel with LLAC.
Welcome, Michelle. And any other staff who wishes to introduce themselves? All right, welcome, everyone. Thank you so much. We're now on 1E, approved agenda for the May 18, 2021 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. I assume that everyone has read this. Are there any questions or discussions on 1E? If not, can we have a motion and a second to approve 1E?
I'll make a motion.
Claudette Beck, motion. And Barbara Willebrand, second. All right. So now we'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John George?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So 1E has been approved unanimously. So we're in 1F. Approved minutes of the April 14, 2021 special public meeting of the Board of Directors. Again, I assume that everyone has read these. Are there any questions or discussions about 1F minutes? If not, can I have a motion and a second?
Claudette Beck got their motion.
Claudette Beck got there first, and who's second?
John George second.
Okay, Claudette Beck motion and John George second. So we'll vote. Carol Sanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Loy?
Aye.
John George?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So 1F is approved unanimously. Now we're on 1G. Approved minutes in April 2021, regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. And I assume that everyone has read these. Are any questions or discussions on 1G? These are on page 11 through 15 in your packet. Can I get a motion and a second?
Mike Molloy makes a motion.
Barbara Willebrand, second.
All right, so Mike Malloy has moved, Barbara Willebrand has seconded. And we'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John George?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So 1G has passed unanimously. But now we're on the consent agenda. All items listed under consent consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine and consistent with approved policies and practices of the charter school. The board will be asked to approve all of the consent agenda items by a single vote unless requested by a board member to be discussed and considered for action separately. This is A. Page 17 through 18, and A1, the board will be asked to approve the revised COVID-19 plan for resuming in-person instruction on addendum to the school's health and safety plan on pages 19 through 46. Are there any questions or discussion on 2A1? If not, can I get a motion and a second?
Put it back on me.
Michael, I second.
So Claudette Beck motioned and Mike Malloy seconded. So we'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
Doug Norwich?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So 2A1 has passed unanimously. So now we're on public comment. At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter jurisdiction of the board, whether or not the item is on the agenda. If you would like to participate in public comment, you must have signed in before the commencement of the meeting. Also, our teleconference line is open to members of the public who wish to participate in public comment. The time allotted for presentation will not exceed 3 minutes, except in the case where a member of the public utilizes the translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. The total time allotted for public comment will not exceed 18 minutes per agenda item, or 10 minutes per non-agenda item. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time, but it's the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, provide directions to staff to schedule the matter for a future meeting. So, Shelley, has anyone contacted you from the public?
This is Shelley Sands reporting that there were no members of the public who submitted written comments.
Oh, thank you very much. So now we are on 4 action items. The board will be asked to approve the Expanded Learning Opportunities Grant Plan. And this is Jenna Yunus, and it's on pages 48 through 59.
Thank you, Board President Stanford, and good afternoon, board members and community support members. The Expanded Learning Opportunities Grant Plan, which I'll refer to as ELO for short, as President Stanford said, can be found starting on page 48 of your board package. To give you a little bit of background on this plan, as it is new, the California legislature provided $6.6 billion in the Assembly Bill 86 COVID-19 relief package, and $4.6 billion of that has been allocated for what is now known as the Expanded Learning Opportunities Grant. To receive this funding, local education agencies are tasked with creating a learning recovery program that provides supplemental instruction, support for social and emotional well-being, and nutrition to at least the students included in one or more of the following subgroups: low-income students, English learners, foster youth, homeless students, students with disabilities, students at risk of abuse, neglect, or exploitation, disengaged students, and students who are below grade level, including but not limited to credit deficient, high school students at risk of not graduating, and other students identified as in need by certificated staff. LEAs complete the ELO plan with input from stakeholders and must have the plan adopted by the board before June 1st. SDMA has created its ELO plan with input from community stakeholders, and once the plan is approved, I will forward to our authorizer within 5 business days per CDE instruction. So I'd like to tell you a little bit about how we created our plan and where we see the need for learning recovery support. So our ELO was developed with stakeholder feedback from students, staff, family members of students, and our community through scheduled evening Zoom meetings for parents, surveys via Google Forms sent to students, parents, and staff, and direct feedback from students, parents, staff, and community members through one-on-one or small group meetings with school staff over the past 4 to 6 weeks. Based on feedback from the stakeholders, we have planned for our ELO grant funds to be used in several ways. You'll notice that San Diego Mission Academy receives a total of $100,989, and we have allocated some of those planned expenditures by looking at what resources we currently have and where we anticipate the greatest need moving forward. So we plan to offer supplemental instruction, which will include but may not be limited to additional evening and weekend tutoring hours from both tutors and then also additional support from certificated staff, additional access to EL and SPED bilingual paraprofessionals, and live and recorded intervention sessions targeting skill-based deficiencies from certificated staff. In addition, the funds will be used to provide mental health support from our school counselor and or contracted and or community mental health professionals through some of our wraparound partners. And hopefully we can acquire some new wraparound partners and resources for students as well. We're also allocating funds for transportation assistance. There are youth transportation assistance programs like Hop, Skip, Drive that we can utilize to provide academic, social, emotional, or wellness resources and access within the community, as well as nutrition packages for students in need. The ELO plan provides for the hiring of a paraprofessional who can support our English learners, our special education students, and others needing more intensive academic support. Professional development is included in this plan to provide training for school staff on strategies to engage students and families in addressing social, emotional, and learning recovery. We are already planning professional development in cultural competency, additional trauma-informed practices, including a self-study of trauma-informed practices at SDMA, improvement in executive functioning in teams with plans to share that with parents as well, and also in engaging instructional practices for English learners, homeless foster youth, and other similar students who have become disengaged from the educational system. So through these additional education and social emotional support initiatives, we know that we can increase student engagement and continue a positive and trauma-informed school climate, which will aid in learning recovery and continue to close gaps in subgroup learners in particular. So this concludes my presentation on our ELO grant plan. I can address any comments or questions that you may have at this time.
Thank you so much, Jenna. Any comments from the board?
No, I think Jenna's done a great job on putting this all together. I mean, all this stuff is so difficult, and I'm really glad that we can provide this to our students.
Thank you.
This is Carol Stanford. I just learned about the Hop, Skip, Drive thing, and that's very exciting. I'm glad that we're doing that. All right. Anybody else? Can we have a motion and a second to approve 5A?
Claudia Beck, I'll make a motion.
Paul Wilburn, second.
Actually, it's 4A. Excuse me on that. Okay, so it's been moved by Claudia Beck and seconded by Barbara Willebrand. So we'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudia Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
And Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So 4A has been approved unanimously. So now we're on 5. Additional corporate officers and board members' observations and comments. Mr. Brown.
Thank you, President Stafford. I would just like to thank the board for voting this program in. It's a wonderful entry to our programs, and I think that will really certainly help our students. Thank you, board.
Right. Any other board comments? I want to thank Jenna, too. It's a lot of work, and we appreciate it. Really happy to get our kids back and give them the support they need to succeed.
Thank you. I agree with Carol.
Thank you. All right. We're going to go into the closing items and our next regular board meeting. This is 6A is June 14th, 2021 at 3:15. And now I need a motion and a second to adjourn this meeting.
Mike Malloy makes the motion.
John Dorch, second.
So Mike Malloy is motion, John Dorch is second. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudia Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
Well, it is unanimous that we are adjourning our meeting. So thank you, everyone, for your participation.